Jesus always speaks to his people through parables. And this morning we hear two of those. The common thing here is seed. And what he is telling us here then is the kingdom of God begins with a seed. What is this seed? The word of God. The word of God, the word that was in the beginning. The word that was with God. And that the word that took flesh and became man. The word is where everything begins. So, my dear friends in Christ, each one of us sitting here at that one time or the other received that word. And the word, when it is given, it is planted, does not grow overnight and becomes a tree. It takes time. And so the Lord Jesus explains in the first parable, first it will open up, bring out the leaves and the blade, and eventually it will grow. And the second parable, he says, you plant it, and it will grow, and then becomes a very big tree. Each one of us received that word. Maybe right now you are thinking, I am not where I'm supposed to be. And sometimes you find yourself struggling. It needs faith. It needs faith to keep on going. Because God is the one who gives the fruition. Remember what St. Paul says, I planted, Apollo watered, and God gave the fruition. All you need to do is to go to him, be close to him. A growth of faith comes from there. Reading your Bible every day gives you an insight into the spiritual world. Receiving your sacraments opens you up for the grace of God. And that's how it grows. Eventually, you become a large tree, and that kingdom is. So when the Lord Jesus brings out this parable, he brings something that's not very sophisticated, just planting, and it grows. So all you need is faith. St. Paul tells us in the second reading, we walk by faith, not by sight. It is the faith that will keep you going. Not what you see. Not what you see around you. So if at one point you receive that word that is the seed planted in you, keeps growing. Don't be worried that you have not been able to achieve what you should. It is a gradual process. And it's only God that is working in you. That's why you are seated here this morning. Because you believe in him. You have his word. You come to him. You come to celebrate him. And that's how your faith keeps on growing. And that's why when at a point you feel you have fallen, you go out there at reconciliation with God, and your faith keeps going, keeps growing. So the important thing here is first to know that faith, that belief, that word in you that is like a seed, and it keeps going. All you need to do is to keep yourself to him. Remember also, in most cases, the apostle will go to Christ and say, explain this to us. When you live with him, when you are close to him, he keeps enlightening you. That's why St. Paul also says again in the second reading, if we live outside, we are not living the life. The life within, which is the life with the grace of God, the life within the family, the life within the structure of this heavenly kingdom. So if you're able to live that life, get up in the morning, say your morning prayers. Before you do anything, you hand it over to God. God is the one who keeps growing you, growing the faith in you. So we pray and ask God to help us to live our lives to him. Live with him and ask him to continue helping us to grow so that at the end we will be like this proverbial mustard seed, that at the end people will rejoice in you. People will benefit from what you are doing. That's what we are called to do. We pray and ask God to help us the faith, help us with the faith and the grace to grow, so that at the end we will also bring the kingdom to others. So we stand up and profess our faith in God.